Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of Fat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Toe Diggs.
Hi, baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He hails from Canada. He's a bearded wonder. Good day.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to the boys in the back.
How we doing? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing super good, Tony. We had a Lakers dub last night and a Cowboys win.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Nobody cares.
I know. Turn him off.
Actually, I was on the Cowboys too, so.
Yeah.
I 1-1 in NFL.
1-1?
Yeah. I had the Cowboys. I had the Raiders. I had the Cards if Kyler started. He did not.
You couldn't even put your money on the Washington football team. You love them.
Why would I? You're right.
You fucking bailed.
I said, that's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. How'd you do? You do yesterday?
3-3.
Okay.
I texted you this. If I knew Jackson Mahomes was not going to be there.
Correct.
I would have bet the Chiefs. I think we all would have.
Yep.
NFL, maybe think about, you know.
Yeah, they should have him out. It should be an injury designation.
Yeah.
An hour before the game, we should have gotten a tweet from Rapport that said Jackson Mahomes will not be at the game tonight, and then we would have.
That might have. I probably should have looked into that.
Maybe you shouldn't have went against what you said when you said you were going to keep riding the Chiefs.
I did say that too.
Yeah, but.
I mean, at what point do you draw the line, my friend?
What was he at that? he was probably at that fucking music festival this weekend.
He was in Montauk, Arizona.
Montauk, Arizona?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was Montauk, Arizona. I know there's Montauk, New York. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that one right.
Montauk might have been the restaurant.
On Mondays, we recap everything from the weekend. You and I both had good college days.
College football was good. Fucking, that should have been a fucking clean sweep, man. Auburn was up 28-3, and Bo Nix forgot how to play football.
So I was 3-1-1. Fucking Minnesota. I don't know what they did in the red zone at the end. I'll forgive them. And then, Mitt, make sure UTEP, they're on the list.
UTEP is now on the list. Is it officially on the list, or are they still?
I don't know, because they were winning the whole game and then they fucking crumbled, but we'll talk about it later. You had a good NFL day, right, Mitt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went 5-1 on my full picks. I gave out through the entire show.
It's weird because you posted on the internet that you were 5-0.
Actually, I did not post that. I did post a clip of me saying off 5 winners that I read right at the end of the show. I did forget that I got talked into the Chargers pick in the middle of the show.
Oh,
so it wasn't on my pick list.
Who talked you into it?
Oh, Gumpy.
Why? By me saying I like the Chargers?
Yeah, I mean, no, I thought it was a good pick. I thought we were both on the right side on that one. It turns out we weren't. Oh, well, we learned. But, yeah, I had a good NFL weekend.
Nick, how was the Steelers game?
Didn't go. The minute that I saw that dork was going to be throwing footballs around high, I shouldn't even say footballs, balloon balls. I was like, I'm out. I'm not going. I can't trust anything having to do with Foxy and that black magic he has. I wanted to be nowhere near that
stadium. That's why I told you early in the week I turned down those tickets.
Let's give credit where credit is due. That first drive, Mason was fucking on
Guy
fire.
Guy was poised in the park.
He looked
was
so
standing there. Didn't care.
He didn't move. He was a statue.
It's awesome. And then it all fell down.
Listen, fellas, not to toot my own horn here, and I know my domain is usually on the ice, but I had a 6-3 weekend.
Okay.
I feel pretty damn good about it.
Okay. Now we go.
The Chiefs and the fighting Sirianni's really turned the tide for me. The
Eagles might be a decent football team.
Yeah, that stinks for me.
They really might.
Would you like to know why?
Because they're running the fucking
football. Starting to run the fucking football.
Yeah.
Never would have guessed.
Dude, I
see,
was...
that's where I think...
As soon as Miles Sanders comes back, they're going to start passing it again.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This is why I think the Rams will not get there.
Because they can't run the ball or stop the run?
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Tale as old as time.
You got to do it.
Talk about running the ball. Colts. why the hell do they stop feeding Jonathan Taylor? I was at that game.
Carson throwing.
We're getting into it. Let's recap the weekend.
Dude, I was at that game, and we are not the only office or only group of people that think Carson Wentz is just an absolute maniac.
No
the
shit.
Guy sitting to the left of me, diehard Colts fan, was probably a banker. No way. This dude, he was very smart guy. He was so mad at Carson Wentz, screaming, Peyton would never do that. Well, no Luck shit, wouldn't do dude. That. It was awesome, man.
A banker.
Okay, so the Colts win 23-17. They do not cover after, were they up 20-6?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Jags plus 10. There was never a doubt.
I thought the fucking Jags might get the W at some point.
You know
point.
What? Urban's not getting enough credit for what he's doing with that program.
Herbs? Yeah. You know, slowly turning the boys around.
Because you look at some of these other coaches that everyone was beating the drum for.
Brandon
early.
Staley?
Yeah.
Other coaches?
Just some rookie coaches coming yeah. into the league, you know. Urban's holding the fort.
Trevor Lawrence was having a really good game, almost had a game-winning drive, and then decided to Carson Wentz his way into a fumble, actually.
That'll happen. So Colts win, don't cover. Lions and Steelers tie, Lions cover.
It's good football.
We told you, go.
It's good football.
Told you, dude.
Big Ben was in. They killed him. I know you guys don't want to hear it, but they do.
They no, win.
I do want to hear it.
I don't know if they cover.
They would have won by 20.
Seven is the savior.
Yeah.
Cowboys win and cover. That one was...
Hell
that,
yeah,
that man. One got away.
Atlanta's dead.
Well, they also... this Thursday... what's his name's? Ott.
You just Euro-stepped. Who is that?
I know I did. But because I feel like...
Dirk Nowitzki?
No. Hold on, I'll think of it. He was a first-round draft pick. He played for the Vikings, number 84, out of Tennessee.
For Atlanta?
Yep. Plays running back and wide receiver now.
Oh, Cordell Patterson.
Cordell Patterson.
Is yeah. out?
Potentially. Seems that way.
Pats are minus -6 right now?
He's a lot of their offense.
Pats are cooking.
Titans win. They do not cover.
I took the money line.
Good for you.
Because I was scared of...
I also feel...
I mean, that game was over. They should have fucking killed. The Saints are not good.
I also feel, because of that roughing the passer, that this was the right result. Titans should have won. I don't know that they should have covered.
Saints are dead. That is an...
Well, their offense.
That's an intriguing game this
weekend. Their quarterback
weekend.
Stinks.
Saints at Eagles.
And the Saints have a really, really good run defense.
Saints are plus 1.5.
Interesting. Pats win and cover. Blow out the Browns.
What happened there?
Baker stinks.
Really? I thought I was told last week he's very good at football.
That's interesting.
Stefanski's genius. Prodigal son.
Huh. That's interesting.
I was told just a week ago how good he was.
Because he looked really good in the Battle of the Red. Or yeah. the Battle of the State. Battle of Ohio.
I don't know, Jim.
Pats looked good. Mac Jones looked really good.
Yeah.
Bills 45-17. That one got away in the second half.
Yep.
Intriguing
matchup this week as well. Colts going to Buffalo, yeah. getting 7 points.
Mike White said he should have been the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Did not have a great.
That'll happen.
Football team winning cover.
Love the football
team. Just like I said they would.
Love the football team.
Tommy let me down. I trusted him.
Just like I said.
He didn't have the boys ready. He did not have the boys ready. Hats off to the football team. They played a football game.
They did play a football game.
It's good football.
So is Taylor Heineke the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kryptonite, yep. or is that?
No, he is.
Might be their defense, too. But we have the ultimate revenge game coming up this weekend.
Who?
Cam against Riverboat Run.
Oh. Mm. Speaking of, Panthers win and cover. That one was never... Cards didn't show up.
What the fuck was that?
That'll happen. Second week of a backup. They just won a big one the week before against a division rival. That was... They just didn't show up.
Jeez.
You know, what also happened, too, was there was reports that Kyler could have played, but they decided that they shouldn't because they have a division game coming up next week. So then the rest of the team kind of has a message like, oh, this one doesn't really matter. You know? Yeah. He better not be coming back onto a microphone.
I won't turn it on.
Good. Lock the door.
That's a good game this week, too. Seahawks-Cardinals.
Yeah.
Seahawks getting two at home. That is stinky.
Vikings.
That is a stinky line.
Win and cover in LA.
I think. No, I'm not going to say this because I'm going against them this week.
Who?
The Vikings. I'm taking the Packers at Minnesota. Packers have covered 8 straight.
They have.
Yeah.
They've been good. Vikings win one or two of those close ones, and their record's flipped. It's a whole different situation for
Herbert
them.
Herbert didn't play that well yesterday.
No.
It's weird.
Listen, I know you have this thing against him because you think Tua's better, but...
No, I just said it was weird. He's just not playing that well right now.
Eagles run away at Broncos.
Broncos are dead.
This league is so it's up and down every week, insane. Dude. Packers win and cover. Chiefs look good.
Hindsight, I should have just taken Packers and Patriots. Those were the games I loved. Those mm-hmm. were the two. But we bet the board.
Yeah, as you said, Pats are -6 at the Falcons on Thursday.
Yep.
Interesting number there. Browns are -10 against the Lions. This is an awesome.
Boy, watch out.
This is an awesome. Browns look terrible. Lions tied. I'll most likely be on the Browns laying to 10.
Especially if Chubb's 10?
Huh?
Especially if Chubb's back.
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Goff plays well in the
in Cleveland?
In the cold.
What? Yeah. Check the weather for that game.
You look good.
San Francisco's 6-point road favorites at the Jags right now. I might have to take the Jags in that one. 7.5 now for Colts and Bills. Key number there, pal. 7.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah.
Dolphins 3 at the Jets.
Everybody and their dog will be on the Dolphins.
Correct. Football teams +3 at Carolina.
+3?
Yep.
That's moving.
Ravens are -6.5 at Chicago off of a loss. Bears are off of a bye.
I can't Chicago quit the Ravens. I can't quit them. Give them to me again.
Oh, no.
I cannot take the Ravens again. Backroom cannot be doubling with the Ravens.
I'm staying away from that one.
Backroom had the Chiefs. We had the Raiders, right?
I was on Chiefs.
I had the over. I actually had the over. Yeah, I didn't take the Chiefs.
Saints +1.5 at the Eagles, like you said.
That's a stay away from me. Mm-hmm. Remind me of this. I am staying away from that game. Okay. Do not let me say otherwise. I think that's otherwise. A good
idea. Texans are +10.5 at the Titans. Pack -2.5 at the Vikings. Everyone's going to jump on that 2.5. Yeah. That's not going to be there long. So. No,
I took it money line, -135 last night.
Bengals are -1 at the Raiders.
They were +3 last night when that game ended.
Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe I'll stay away from that.
Quite a value flip there.
Yeah.
Cards are -2.5 at Seattle.
I will be taking the Seahawks in that game.
Okay.
I think that's a very good spot for a bounce back. Russ maybe healthier. Oh, I don't know. They looked bad, dude. I mean, they did. They only gave up 17 points.
The defense looked good.
Decent. They're not the same team without Carson either, though.
No. That'll be interesting as the week goes on. Cowboys are +2.5.
What the fuck, let's dude? Go. It's gotten all the way up to 2.5. That plus was at 1 this half. Morning.
Yeah, it'll go to 3 probably.
I don't know. Back on the chefs.
I'll probably be on the boys. We'll see, though.
Jeez, there's a lot of games you look at, and it's like there's no need.
To Steelers are check. +4.5 at the Chargers. We don't know if Ben's playing or not.
I mean, just give the ball.
That's Sunday night game.
Give the ball to Naj.
I gotta stay up. God damn it!
Don't start with this shit again.
The good news is that's not a fan base where I'm gonna be up all night arguing with them.
I tell you what, there's nothing better than winning on Thursday night and just.
Stress-free it's the best. Weekend.
Yeah.
It's absolute best. Mean,
pick your feet up.
That was as good as there's it gets nothing for better as a now. Dolphin fan. Nothing was better this now. Week. Nothing better. We should just... Dolphins just aren't supposed to be good, and we just let us play the underdog. That's who we are. That's who we should be.
And then Bucks are -11 at the Giants.
I'll sit that Sorry. One out, too.
Home well. Versus the Giants.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Tonight. Let's just look at tonight. Rams are -3.5 at the Niners. I think that's a good number as far as I'm concerned. The only thing that I'll say, and I'll pull it up right now, that I was looking at earlier. Now, neither of the trends for neither of these are good.
Shanahan versus McVay is intriguing.
What is it?
Shanahan 5-3 straight up, 5-3 ATS. Shanahan as a dog against McVay, 4-2 ATS. And Stafford, when receiving 70% or more of the bets, 6-13-2 against the spread.
I saw that.
2-2 ATS with the Rams.
My worry this year, Niners are 0-4 ATS at home.
Yep.
They're also 0-4 straight up at home. They are 0-4 is a home favorite.
Yep.
0-1. They're a dog in this game. They're 0-1 as a dog this year. They've only been a dog one time. Does that surprise you this year?
At home?
No, just all year.
In general?
Yeah.
Wow.
2-6 ATS overall. The Rams are 2-2 and is a away team. 3-5 is a favorite. They're not great at the trends either.
Nope.
But for some reason, the Niners have played like shit at home.
Underdog in this matchup, 4-0 ATS last four. Road team also 5-2 ATS last seven. Rams 3-8 ATS last 11 meetings.
I thought 50 might be too many points in a division game.
Yeah.
While we're on this, by the way, there is Pat has a boost for tonight.
Hell yeah.
Which is Beckham, Odell Beckham, to score one touchdown. One or more, obviously, touchdowns versus the Niners. Plus 320.
Yep.
Love it.
Makes sense. If McVay does want to make his move look good, they'll get him the ball.
Vaughn Miller is going to play.
He is right now. It's technically questionable, but it's game time decision, barring anything in warm ups, basically. So, yeah.
Stafford to have 300 plus passing yards and the Rams to win. If you look at the matchup, here, I'll pull them up right now. The matchup stats for tonight's game. Rams are 23rd in rushing. San Francisco is 19th in stopping the run. On the other side, the Niners are 11th in rushing. Rams are 9th in stopping the run. Rams have the number one passing attack in the league. Niners are 11 against the pass. And then Niners have the number 6 passing attack going against 7 for the Rams defense. I don't know.
I like it. I'm taking it.
What are you taking?
The boost, 300-plus passing yards and Rams to win. I'm taking Pat Super Boost to OBJ to score. And I'm taking the Rams and 49ers to each score 1-plus rushing.
Kind of like that one, too. TD.
And I'm not going to overthink it. Gumpy just read some alarming numbers there, but I'm going to keep it nice and simple. I'm going Rams alternate spread minus 6.5.
Rams alternate spread.
Let's go.
Wow.
This feels a lot like Thursday night.
Does, doesn't it?
And this number has not moved, and everybody and their dog is on the Rams.
Yep.
So, give me the San Francisco fucking 49ers! Woo! +3.5.
You're not wrong. 83% of the tickets, 75% of the money, 3.5, and that number has not fucking moved.
No, it stinks. It's the stinkiest line I've seen.
You know what? Sometimes the public has their day.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, the Rams could fucking crush the Niners, but the Rams also just got smacked at home by the Titans. So,
I was looking at tempo. I think the number's too high for a division game.
What do your numbers say?
For the spread?
He's got it spot on.
3.5. I nailed it. They nailed it right on the fucking head.
I wish I would have known that before I took mine.
No. That has nothing to do with anything. But for tempo, for plays around a game, they are 17th and 27th in the league in tempo.
I'm not usually a big fade the public guy. That's not who I am. I just feel it just feels like a fucking, I don't know. I don't think this Niners team is that bad. And I feel like Shanahan with his back against the wall, something's got to give here. Jimmy G looked very good against the Bears, looked very bad last game. Like, I mean, get Trey Lance involved, get running the ball again.
It's Aaron Donald plan.
Yeah.
Jimmy G's dead. He's dead. Yeah.
If Vaughn's also playing, there's no chance for Jimmy G. They're fucked. Right,
Vaughn Miller played on the Broncos this year.
Fucking real hype boy statement from you.
Yeah, he played like two games.
I got excited when he said it.
What was their record?
When he played, actually, they were undefeated.
Against?
Wow, that's not true, dude. That doesn't matter.
That's not true.
It doesn't matter.
I think 15.5 is high for a division game, so I'm going to go under.
There you go.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not making a pick on this other than the I'm going to hop on Pat's super boost of OBJ to score a touchdown because I'm a hype boy and I love me some OBJ football.
Okay. All right, so that's what we got for tonight. Cool? Everyone cool?
Cool.
Cool, cool. Everyone copacetic? Everyone feeling good?
Yep.
Okay. Let's recap college football this weekend. Scroll through these real quick. Where is it? Friday, Cincy, they didn't cover, did they, Mitt? They didn't.
That was a hypothetical question.
Georgia did cover. Georgia's a wagon.
Yeah.
Alabama covered the 51. Shout out Alabama covering the 51.
That's fucking insane.
Wait, dude. What school did they play? I remember reading
New Mexico
name.
State.
Yeah.
Ohio State won and covered. Does he know his mic's off? Michigan. Never a fucking doubt, was it, pal?
I mean, that was fucking worrisome.
Never a doubt, was it? Michigan State put it on Maryland. Good for them.
Yeah. They're 19-point dogs at Ohio State this weekend.
I know.
That is fucking insane.
Were you on Baylor?
No, Mitt was.
Mitt, you were on Baylor?
Yep.
Good for you. Shout out. Win and cover. Notre Dame, 28-3. That game was never a doubt. Virginia's quarterback was hurt.
Virginia stinks.
Huh?
Virginia stinks.
They do stink. Oklahoma State won 63-17. See that one?
Yeah.
Ole Miss. You were on Ole Miss.
Yeah. Wake Forest was a fucking absolute
45-42. NC State played really good.
For no reason. For no fucking reason. That game was dead.
I can't believe Auburn lost. I cannot believe Auburn lost. What's up, Paul? What's up, dude? Oh, good hoodie, dude. This is a good
hoodie. Let's go.
Okay.
The mineral wash.
Yeah, it is mineral wash.
Those are available on store.patmacfishow.com.
I don't think yet. I don't think they are yet.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. You guys know more than I do.
I have no idea.
Let's assume this is coming for Big Sale Friday. This is very nice.
That looks like the most comfortable thing I've ever seen.
Mitt's the hottest gambler in the fucking building.
See, this tends to happen like once every like 3 months. I get on a good heater and then everybody thinks I'm really hot. And then I actually hit a giant schneid. So can we not do this one this year?
Hey, this guy's the guy, isn't he? He's the guy right now. What's going on? Why are you? What's going on?
Nothing. He's good.
You think he stinks?
What's that?
You think he stinks?
No, he's good.
He Gumpy does hate when other people win, yeah.
Whoa!
No, I just hate when people lie.
When did I lie?
You tweeted out that you were 5-0 yesterday.
No, I did not put out a tweet that I went 5-0. I put out a tweet.
Did you delete it?
No, look, go and look at the tweet. I said I might, because it's an overreaction Monday, I said I might not ever lose a bet again.
Okay. Yeah, Logan Utah. Logan Utah.
What about on Instagram?
Yeah, I think I probably said I was undefeated on Instagram.
So he's lying. No. Fugaze, you're saying. What's that all about?
What is that about?
He had a good day yesterday. Yeah.
He was 5-1 yesterday.
You guys are, because he's perpetuating the fact that
Okay, so my actual picks that I made and put on my phone and that I read through at the end of the show, I was 5-1. I added in a pick during the show, and I just didn't have that in the clip. I'm sorry. I would have tweeted out the same clip.
Oh, it's a shame, by the way. It's a shame that you guys are maybe getting torn at the seams. We're only going into week 11. Is this all right? Is everything okay?
No, this is how we operate best.
Mitt's the best gambler in the building.
Yeah.
Well,
by far.
Well,
he told me.
He is.
Oh, is that what he said?
He is.
I did not say that. He told me
he got crushed on Saturday.
Did you?
I did get crushed on Saturday. I'm bad at college football gambling.
Did you bet the DePaul Wabash game?
Did you?
No, I would have also lost that because they were up 21-0, and then I walked into the game, and then they lost.
Hey, Archie Manning was there.
They lost 42-35.
Was Archie Manning there?
Yeah, he was. My buddy was calling the game and actually was calling it right next to Archie Manning. Took a picture with him and everything.
What was Archie there for? Do you know?
I don't know. He's wearing a Wabash hat, though, so.
Is that where?
Stunk.
Is that where Archie's going?
Archie's going to Wabash?
If he goes to Wabash, dude, I could have went in there and played on that field. That was
Well, that means Arch can, too, then.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. He could go in there and be the best player.
I got a text from somebody that said Archie's in the area.
Arch didn't.
Yeah, Archie texted me, actually said, I'm here. So Archie Manning's here. What are you doing? He's at the Paul Wabash. I was mind blown. I'm like, Archie Manning loves football.
Did you ask what he was doing there?
No, I didn't ask any follow-ups. No, I was just like, is he really there?
That game is like a big deal for Indiana folks, but other than that, so it makes sense that he would go to that and know what that is, but other than Indiana people, are no one
from,
knows what that is.
Is Arch from Indiana?
No, but obviously no, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Baby Arch.
But also, weren't they live at Ole Miss or something like that?
That was wild. Wasn't Lane Kiffin giving picks
on that was fucking awesome,
game
dude.
Day before on his own game?
Fucking Desmond's breaking down tape and then goes, actually, yeah, that's the first play we're going to run today.
Did they run it? Did we follow up on that?
I feel like I would have seen it on the internet if they did.
How about his pick of Mississippi State over Auburn? Because What's-His-Face is such a good coach. Auburn blowing him out. Then Mississippi State comes back and wins.
Yeah.
It was wild.
He also picked
Tennessee.
He said, I love Tennessee. Great place.
Oh, yeah, because he got
Yep.
I just wanted to clear the air on Mitt being the best gambler in the building on who I should ask for help from. And I think Mitt is the answer.
I think you should do Mitt.
Yeah.
Actually, the hottest gambler in the building, I think, is the person right there who won their last seven bets, if I'm not mistaken.
They weren't public, though. Those were all private.
It doesn't matter.
Me and my account bets.
That doesn't matter, man. You're hot. I'm riding you tonight. Let's go.
All right. Super. There's two boosts out right now.
Three.
Matthew Stafford. There's a three. I only saw two. Odell Beckham Jr. We put up there a scored touchdown. Yep. Plus 300 something.
Yep, on it.
Matt Stafford to throw 300 yards in. Rams to win.
Yep.
I like that one.
On it.
And then what's the last one?
Rams and 49ers to each score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown.
On it.
Is FanDuel giving away money right
plus
now?
Plus 220.
That feels like a good one, that one.
All right. See you later.
See you, dude.
You want a side or just those?
Do you guys like the hoodie or no?
Yeah, I love it.
I love the hoodie.
It's good color. It's good color.
See ya.
Fuck it. We'll run it.
Especially with black jeans.
And black boots.
I had to find these. So I'm wearing 36s now. I told you guys I'm down to 36.
Yeah.
I was at 38 and 40 for a long time. Now I'm at
36.
I think the proper size is about 37.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not there yet.
It's wild that, you know, they should make those sizes.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Anyways, we're going to sell these. I think I'm pretty pumped up.
I think you should.
Those look sweet.
Right. Is it comfy? It looks comfy.
It's like incredibly comfortable. I fucking hate gray, though. This is gray, isn't it?
It's black. But like faded
charcoal.
Black.
Charcoal.
Granite. Hey, you're the hottest gambler in town.
Hi, baby,
you
Mitt.
Like his?
Hell yeah.
Is it Hype Boy Mitt?
Hell yeah.
He's from Logan, Utah, dude.
He is from Logan, Utah.
Yeah, dude. Born and raised seven years.
He's also from Dallas and St. Louis and Atlanta.
And Kansas and City. Denver, can't forget Kansas City.
Kansas City and Indy. And he roots for all those teams.
He's a coach's kid.
Hey, I'm a fucking cold-blooded American.
That's right, man.
That a boy, Mitt.
You're not cold-blooded, you doofus.
Whatever. Say it. You get it.
Where did we leave off?
I am cold-blooded.
No, you're not cold-blooded, dude.
Yes, I am.
You're not fucking. You got that drip, though.
Nah, I got that ice in my veins.
We were talking about Ole Miss over Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Matt Corral, I love that fucking guy, dude.
He's a player.
He goddamn leader. Wake.
Hey, Chad Kelly's little brother is nothing to sneeze at. He's a tight end, number 81. He's a beast.
Chaz Kelly's fucking little brother?
Yeah, dude, he's number 81 on Ole Miss. He's a beast.
Wisconsin's heating up. I mean, I know they played Northwestern, but they're heating up. Iowa by five over Minnesota.
Hell yeah.
Utah, they had a little bit of a scare against Arizona there.
Yeah. The end of the Arizona State-Washington game was insane.
Insane. Arkansas over LSU. Florida won, but that did you see the score of that game? Pal?
Which one?
Florida and Samford.
No.
Florida won 70 to 52.
70?
Samford was up by a lot.
Samford was up by 7.5.
England's up 10-0 on San Marino right now.
Oh, come on.
Really? They always do that to San Marino.
10-10.
Cut it out.
Clemson finally won by a lot over Louisville. Over UConn. Louisville.
Yeah, Syracuse got smacked.
Rutgers is back, baby.
Yeah.
Indiana stinks.
They're dead.
K-State winning cover.
So there's some good overreaction lines. Like Syracuse getting 11.5 this weekend now at NC State.
Okay.
That's one I would look at. Rutgers is plus 17.5 at Penn State.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I don't know.
Wake Forest plus 3.5 at Clemson. Gonna be on Wake again. Yeah, I'm gonna go down. Here's one that fucking blows my mind. Oregon plus 3 at Utah.
Utah's been a fucking wagon the second half of the year.
I don't know. Oregon getting 3?
We'll see where that goes.
How is Oregon getting points?
SMU's 12.5-point dog. It's against Cincinnati. SMU's been pretty good this year.
Yeah.
The
Beavs plus 2.5 at Arizona or versus Arizona State.
Beavs had a good weekend.
Yeah. I tweeted out the wrong video and let it sit for about 20 minutes the other
day. How about Baylor K-State being a pick'em?
It's a pick'em now?
Mm-hmm.
Baylor was plus 1.
It's plus a half.
Baylor isn't the same team on the road, though. Mm. Every time I bet them, it's on the road, and they do not cover.
Arizona State's 3.5-point dog or favorite at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Home pups.
Beavs.
All right, let's go to the ice.
Hell yeah.
How's the ice looking tonight?
Man, I got to tell you something. I didn't appreciate what you said that I don't like other people winning.
Why?
Why would you say that?
Because you seem really mad about my 5-1 weekend. We had a lot of the same picks. Won a lot of money together.
No, I was just mad that it was interpreted as 5-0.
Listen,
I messed up the reading.
You can't just. It's credibility of the show is what he was upset about.
Yeah, don't be a scumbag, dude. Take your lumps.
Credibility of the show.
I was born a scumbag.
Okay. Is there only 2 games tonight?
2 games. Not going to overthink it. Going with both home teams.
Not going to overthink and go with both home teams. Jack is enlightening.
Detroit at Columbus. New York Islanders at Tampa Bay Lightning. The Islanders have started the season on a 13-game road streak while they wait for their new arena to be finished.
Okay.
At some point soon, we're going to start riding the Islanders pretty hard when they get a bit of a homestand in that new arena.
Yeah, yeah.
So for now, let's keep rolling with Vasilevsky and Lightning at minus 142.
Okay.
And Columbus Blue Jackets. I think Elvis Merzlikins is going to go in net.
Leakins.
Yeah, old Elvis. And we'll go with Columbus minus 134 on home ice. There is a boost on that as well for both those teams to win from plus 195 to plus 240.
Okay. I love it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck on the ice, dude.
Mitt.
Tone.
You want to go to the association with me?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll go to the association.
How many picks you got?
I got 4.
Me too. You want me to start or you to start? I'll start. Pacers plus 3.5 at the New York Knicks.
Oh, bold move, my friend.
Pacers have been a decent ATS road team. Knicks are 2-4 ATS at home, I believe. I like the Pacers squad. They just haven't, they haven't really come together yet, Mitt. And I think tonight's the night the Pacers come together, plus 3.5.
I do like the Pacers as dogs. Whenever they're favorites, I am scared. Correct. I'm a horrible better on or against the Pacers, so I'm staying away from that game, Tony.
What's your first bet?
My first bet is going to be the Washington Wizards minus 4.5.
I looked at it. I looked at that. Bradley Beal is out because of his grandmother passing, so I decided to stay away from the Wizards. But as soon as Bradley Beal gets back, death game. Probably going to bet on the Wizards.
Yeah, but they're also playing the Pelicans, it's in Washington. There's no bad way to bet against the Pelicans.
I hear you. Suns are a wagon, and they're minus 4 against the T-Wolves. So we're not overthinking this one, Raldi. We're going Suns minus the 4.
I like it. We're not overthinking.
Don't overthink
it. We're not overthinking.
Matt, are you on that too or no?
Yeah, I am on the Suns minus the 4. The Timberwolves have been a bottom 3 ATS team this whole year. So betting against the Timberwolves, can't go wrong there.
I'm going OKC plus the 9 at home against the Heat. Now, is the Heat a much better team? Yeah. They're dealing with some injuries, though. And OKC, pretty good ATS at home. Also, this is the last game of the road trip for the Heat. They're going to want to get in and get out of this fucking city, get back to Miami. Give me OKC plus the 9. Mitt?
I like that, Tony. I was too scared of that line to take it.
I understand that.
But I do really like the Denver Nuggets going to the Dallas Mavs. Dallas Mavs have been horrible this year, ATS.
Yep.
Nuggets have been pretty good. Let's go Nuggets, baby.
All right, my last one. Bulls minus the one at the stupid Los Angeles Lakers.
All right, so I'm not actually taking this game. If you're a smart gambler, you would listen to Tony here.
Oh.
The Bulls are very good against the spread this year, and the Lakers honestly stink against it. I'm not going to touch this game. I have no pick on this game. Go Lakers. If you're a smart gambler, listen to Tony.
Do you have any other picks for tonight?
No, sir. Thank you. Okay.
So I got Pacers plus the 3.5, Suns minus 4, OKC plus the 9, and Bulls minus 1.
Yeah, and I got the Wizards minus 4.5, the Cleveland Cavaliers plus 3, the Suns minus 4, and the Nuggets plus 5.5.
Okay. I also thought I looked at the Cavs too, but Celtics playing them back to back, and they beat the Celtics in game one, so I was worried about. Is Connor sitting there?
Hell yeah.
I knew you were fucking. I can sense your presence, dude.
Hey.
What do you got? What are you coming in here to fucking talk about?
So I'm spinning a wheel right now. I'm placing these bets live.
Okay.
I like the Rams, obviously.
Okay.
I don't think there's any points to not take the Rams.
Okay.
With that being said, can't do Debo to score a touchdown tonight because of Ramsey. Can't do Elijah Mitchell either, I don't think.
How come?
Because I think, is Big Von playing tonight? Is Big Von Miller playing?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going off the assumption that he is. So I'm going to go Kittle, Ayuk, Van Jefferson, Odell.
Okay.
And that's 15. It's plus 10,000.
Okay.
Basically plus 11,000. I like that one a lot. And now just spitballing here, just in case.
Okay, just in case.
I might go.
The jizz bet.
The jizz double bet, I think, tonight is going to be Cooper Kupp parlayed with Daryl Henderson and them both to score two touchdowns.
What about your boy Sony Michel?
So I thought about doing my boy Sony, but he scored last week, I believe, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And because of the fact that he doesn't score that much end of the game last week, sometimes doesn't translate to the next week. He got his touchdown last week. I missed my opportunity to get Sony. And that's why I'm thinking Daryl Henderson, Dank Henderson, two scores.
Okay.
And then obviously Cooper Kupp, because if he scores two touchdowns, it's like, why the fuck didn't I take that? You know, that's the thought process.
What about the Rams defensive touchdown?
I was thinking that. I was also thinking Niners defensive touchdown.
Okay, both teams to score a defensive touchdown. Because
sometimes it comes in bunches with these.
With Stafford,
yeah. So what if we. So, okay, just hear me out here. Cooper Kupp, two scores. Daryl Henderson, two scores. San Fran defense, two scores. excuse me. San Fran defense, one score.
Okay.
That's plus 30,000.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Five touchdowns, though. So that's 10 to win 2,900.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I'll be
might
kicking.
Might as well jump on the over, too, there, Paul.
Yeah, might as well. That's actually probably smart.
Probably right.
50.5 is a lot. The Rams aren't going to get blown out, are they? How do you guys feel?
I would assume the Niners cover.
Yeah, if the Niners win, I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
No, no way.
I want Rams alternate spread.
Whoa.
-6.5.
Whoa, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, he did.
How does that make you feel? Does it make it move for you?
I mean, kind of, but as I'm looking at the correct scores, like, it'd be sweet to take the Rams, you know, 30-27. Something like that.
Okay. So, like, exact score.
I love the correct score bets. It's so exhilarating. I did it last night for the Chiefs, but I did not have them scoring 41 points.
They might be back.
They might be back. I think they are. I had fucking 34-21.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fun. Like, I forget what game it was. Chiefs was 2017 against the Giants. Oh, when the Saints beat the Seahawks 13-10, I was kicking myself like I should have bet that as the correct score because that's an obvious goddamn lock. I don't know about tonight. I mean,
primetime dogs just fucking seem to find
they
the
bark,
way, man.
I don't know
why. It makes no sense.
Dogs are rolling right now. But, yeah, that's what I like tonight. And okay. I think I will do the Cooper Kupp, Daryl Henderson, Sam Fran parlay.
Okay.
That's
hey,
the one.
Best of luck to you, Paul.
Hey, you too, boys. Good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
How's the college basketball been going?
It's good on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was 2-2. Minnesota was yesterday was the fucking one.
Minnesota basketball?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Okay.
Tonight, I apologize if these lines have moved. As you know, these lines are flying.
They do move.
Presbyterian plus 1.5 versus your favorite team, Tony.
Who's that?
Citadel.
Oh, the Citadel?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like Presbyterian this one.
Yeah, there you go. I'm taking Central Michigan money line versus Eastern Illinois.
Okay.
Chippewas.
A little action tonight.
Yep. Tulsa. I do not. This is not what I should be doing. Tulsa plus 4 at home against Oregon State.
Oh, the Beavs.
I hate going against the Beavs, but they have not looked good to start the year. And then the last one, San Jose State plus 20.5 versus Stanford.
Okay.
San Jose State won last time out as a 7-point dog. They won outright. I like the San Jose State team.
If I remember correctly, I liked San Jose State as an under team last year.
Yeah. So just the 4 tonight, my friend.
Well, hey, good luck.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
We'll need it.
Did we miss any boost or anything like that? Cade Cunningham and Evan Mobley to each score 15. Jokic and Luka to each record a double-double. Blue Jackets and Lightning both to win. Was that the side we were on, Nick?
That is the side
Did you say
on,
that
Tony.
Was a boost?
Yes, it is.
Plus 240. Okay. I think we covered everything. Tomorrow we will be back. Maction tomorrow again.
Yes, sir.
We'll recap tonight's Monday Night Football. We got some NBA, we got college basketball, we got
big World Cup qualifiers tomorrow. Some World Cup.
Oh, by the way, shout out Team USA.
Yeah.
2-0. Team Canada got a big win too, right?
Yeah, massive. So Mexico comes to Edmonton. I mean, that Edmonton field is something else.
We should have went to Cincy. That fucking atmosphere looked awesome.
For some reason, I thought it was in Mexico week because they were such big dogs.
So did I. They beat them 3 times this year.
That place was buzzing. Let me see. Where's
that place looked so cold.
FIFA World Cup.
Who? Cincy?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah. Because it was like awesome, raining dude. And, oh, that looked miserable. But, hey, Gumpy, what does this mean for a dumb stooge like me? What does that mean for the USA team? Like, we only have to win one more game to get into the World Cup, right?
No, you're going to have to win a few more.
So the top 3 teams get in automatically, and then the 4th team in the group goes into a playoff to get in. There's still, what have they played, 8 games? They play 13, I think.
No, I thought they were halfway through. I could be wrong, though.
Where is the CONCACAF? I'm not seeing it on the qualifiers.
For FanDuel?
Yeah. There we go. World Cup qualifier. Americas? Is that the one? Jamaica. Oh. States got Jamaica.
Where's it at?
I think it's in Jamaica. 4 p.m. kickoff.
Ooh,
tomorrow?
It's a scary, scary kickoff time.
Good luck. So Canada's got.
I don't know. I think it's in the U.S.
So this just
says Jamaica versus U.S.
Is it?
I'll check.
This just shows you how like Mexico is plus 150 in Edmonton tomorrow night. That's insane.
One more time. What is it? Sorry.
Mexico's plus 150 in Edmonton tomorrow against Canada.
Oh, so Canada's the favorite?
No, Canada's plus 190.
Oh, okay. Trying to figure out where this U.S. Jamaica game is.
So how the hell does the juice work in soccer? So is the juice more on like the tie, or is it the same percentage? I just don't really understand that. Because you have 2 money lines that are both that.
Yeah, that's the thing. But then you also have, there's so many options, right? Like people will bet on the game to be a tie. Like you can bet.
You can bet the tie.
The draw is plus 210. But then you can go like draw no bet. Like I would like that game tomorrow. Draw no bet, you get Canada at plus 105 or Mexico at minus 135. So that would be
there is the juice worked in there, but it's just not the classic just 110.
So many different options.
God. Why can I not find where this fucking game is?
Like Canada being almost the same on the money line against Mexico in a soccer game is insane. That is wild, no matter where that game's being played.
Is that because Canada historically has just been worse?
Yeah, we've only made the World Cup one time in 1986.
It's in Kingston.
Yeah, I thought it was Jamaica.
So you guys have a squad this year, though.
Yeah, they Alphonso Davies. He's like one of the better players on Bayern Munich. He's a stud. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, let's go. North America's showing out in the footy world.
That would be awesome if
That would be sweet.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it all at HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/HammerDown. It's where you can find us. Tell everybody. We'd appreciate it. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
God.